Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I had so many people come up to me over the last 2 days just so depressed.
His primary responsibility.
Over what was going on with, you know, the Cavaliers losing. The other night, they just like total depression. And I'm like, okay, they're down 0-2. There's nothing you can do about it. Yes, I know less than 8% chance of coming back after dropping your first two games at home in a best of seven in the NBA.
I think it's way below 8%. It's only happened five times.
At home. If you're down 0-2, it's less than 8% chance to come back and win. It's what, you know, if you lose those games on the
if
road.
If you're down 0-2, it's less than 8%. You do it at home, it's even lower.
Oh, yeah, it's way lower than that. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Only five have ever done it.
So, but we're not going to, you can't.
That's okay. It can be done again.
That's right. Someone's going to have to.
Just watch Boston.
There'll be a sixth team that can do it. Well, look at you. Don't look at the Cavs. Look at Boston. Have some faith.
Cavs are beat up, man. They had their chance in game two. I thought they were going to win it. I said it. We sat here on, what day was it? Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
And you looked at me and you went, you think they're going to win even if these guys are out? And I said, yes. And I thought they were. I really did. I thought this is the opportunity.
And you were 1.1 second away from being right.
And, well, that's okay. And I'm not going to say they can't win it tonight. They can. But, man, Indiana, Andy, you have a chance to go up 3-0. And no NBA team has been down 3-0 and come back.
Okay.
This is it. Indiana is going to be so ready to go. And the Cavs are going to have to answer that enthusiasm. They're going to have to answer that energy. And they're going to have to answer that health. I mean, if Evan steps on the floor, if Darius steps on the floor, DeAndre Hunter steps on the floor, none of us want to hear about any injuries. Okay, you're out there. Go. I mean, you clearly don't mind sitting out if you have to. Okay? And keep that in mind. These guys didn't skip anything. And they could not play. If they were able to play, they would have played. But if they step on the floor tonight, then they're good to go. So we don't want to hear any injuries. Go play. Go win the game. You got to win the game. They're not paying you to beat Charlotte in February.
No.
That's not why you're making tens of millions of dollars.
I also wonder if some of the talk over the last 2 days about these three guys that weren't able to play in game two, you know, the perception of that, and now you get, you know, guys like Ron Harper on social media, other players, a lot of fans going, why can't these guys just suck it up and go out there and play, tape an aspirin to it and go? It's the playoffs. You can live with the pain and figure out the pain after the playoffs. And I thought, you know, and Chris Fedor was on, what, the afternoon show yesterday? He made a really good point about the psychological part of the fan connection to these three guys right now.
The listing of these guys is questionable. I understand is playing into this whole conversation, and the Cavs have to be better about that. They think they're in the right by doing that. Obviously, gamesmanship, not showing your cards, making Indiana have to guess. When you list a guy as doubtful, it's very different than questionable. If you list a guy as out, it's obviously very different than questionable. So they think they're doing the right thing from a strategic standpoint, but it's not helping. It's not helping the optics of these guys. So look, this is the playoffs. All these guys want to play. They have busted their ass throughout the course of this regular season to be in a position to help this team win a championship. You think they want to sit? You think they want to be stuck on the bench, relegated to cheerleaders? If they could play, they would play. They can't play. That's the problem.
I tend to agree with everything Chris just said.
Absolutely.
Right there. And he's right. Like, why? If we knew they were doubtful, and you were knew that, and even if you said doubtful and played him, what's the difference? Right? You'd say a guy's doubtful, and everyone's like, oh, that means they're probably not going to play. Probably not. But you know what? There's still a margin of error that they could play.
You know what questionable means? To me, when you hear the questionable designation,
50-50?
Well, you and I know what it means. It's like, yeah. All right, it's still not good.
Right.
You know, we just, having done sports for our whole careers, we know questionable means, except for one thing. Questionable means, so you're telling me there's a chance. And then that
isn't
goes.
Isn't doubtful saying you're telling me there's a tiny chance?
Doubtful means, you and I both know. Doubtful in the NBA means you're not going to play.
Right.
Doubtful means you're not going to play. Questionable means, you know, it's up to the player on how he feels before the game. So if he feels good, he's going to be out there. This is going to be all right. He's going to be able to go. I think questionable gives you an actual feeling of optimism that Chris is right. They shouldn't put on these guys. Because then, to me, the onus goes right onto the player, at least as far as public perception goes.
Mm-hmm.
And it means, wait, he was questionable. It means that there was a chance he was going to play, and he didn't play. Well, what a wimp.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
No.
That's not fair.
No, it's not. So, the fact they're down 0-2 is because of the play on the floor and the guys that are actually out there. But they're not helping themselves. The Cavs didn't help themselves in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, and who knows what time.
You do have to give the proper designation or teams get in trouble.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The league.
So I still comes back to, if there's any chance someone's going to play, what's the difference if they're questionable or doubtful? You understand what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay.
I don't know
so
this
say
for sure.
If you think they're not going to play, say doubtful.
I don't know this for sure. Doesn't that have to do
with
an
gambling?
Awful lot with some of their gambling partners else?
Their transparency.
You've got to keep it above board.
I still think the NBA transparency is just is okay. Let's have these two minute reports. They make no sense at all. All they do is cause aggravation. I don't ever remember reading a two-minute report going, oh, man, that is so awesome. There was a lane violation that should have been called at the end of the game, and they didn't call it, and the game ended up going to the other team because they won because they didn't call the lane violation. I am so glad the NBA was able to point that out because that's never going to happen again because they have fixed that problem because I saw that in the two-minute report. Yeah, when that happens, it's going to be very, very cold in the middle of July. I do something about it. If you're going to put out these stupid two-minute reports at the end, do something about it. And if you see that there was a blatant issue in that two-minute, because you feel like the NBA themselves are saying, Jeff, we feel the last 2 minutes are important, because otherwise it would be the three-minute report or the four-minute report, or how about the entire game report?
Well, see,
And so the NBA sets you up for this feeling of, whoa, the last 2 minutes are so important because we're going to put out a two-minute report to let you know how bad our referees messed up. Okay? If they messed up and you found fault, I mean, no one wants to do this because I think it would make everything go backward. And I mean, you play the game, play it out, and see how it happens. But, I mean, seriously, if the NBA said they completely missed these calls at the end of the game and it directly affected the end of the game, why wouldn't a team protest and have to replay the last 2 minutes of the game? I know no one wants to hear that, and I know that's just not the way we do it. We don't play. Well, and quit putting out the two-minute report.
Who do you protest to?
The league.
And what's the league say? No. Nope,
the league says you're correct, and because we put this out in the two-minute report, and we concur, and guess what? Get your you-know-whats back out on the floor. We're going to replay the last 2 minutes.
Let's go back to the third quarter. That missed call.
No, there isn't a third quarter report.
That cost us three. Well, you can submit plays all the time. The NBA
right.
teams do that.
Oh, I know.
You know, hey, did they miss this call? Did they miss this call? And they get word back from the NBA. So if you miss the call in the second quarter, you're going to go back and replay it from the second quarter? No, they're not doing any of that.
No, because
nor should they.
The NBA hasn't deemed the second quarter important.
Okay, well, I don't care about the two-minute report. I care about game three.
I do too, but what I'm saying is that it's, but it's also, we're talking about words here, right? We're talking about questionable versus doubtful, about setting up expectations and making these players look like they're the bad guys because of the words they're using to describe how they are pregame, and then they don't play, and then we say, oh man, I can't believe these guys didn't suck it up and go out there and play. That's the issue that we're talking about right now. So if all three of these guys go out there and play tonight, what is that? How does that increase the odds of the Cavaliers having a chance to win? If these three guys are back out there tonight, Jeff, do you think that increases the chance of their winning?
Well, sure, of course it does.
But we talked about it in the beginning of this segment, and you're like, I still feel like it's
Pacers. I think the Pacers win game three.
No matter what.
I didn't stutter. I didn't hesitate. You didn't stutter. I didn't stutter.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I think the Pacers win tonight.
All right. I don't know. I look at these guys, and I'm trying to figure out. I'm hoping that they're back tonight. So why, though? Let me ask you that, then. Why do you think Indiana – what will Indiana do tonight to put the Cavaliers away?
Same thing they did in game one. Come out really ready to play, move the ball, space, find the open man. As Kenny Atkinson described it, put the Cavs in a blender, meaning – they're moving the ball so well that somebody's going to end up with a wide-open look. It was amazing how many wide-open shots that the Cavaliers allowed the Pacers to have in Game 1. Not as many in Game 2. I thought the Cavs did a much better job in Game 2 defensively. But I expect that to come out. And, you know, the Indiana fans know, the Pacers know, we get tonight, we're going to get this series. And the Cavs know we have to have tonight or we're pretty much toast. So if I had to pick, I'm thinking Indiana's going to win this game tonight. Already heard from a friend who said, nope, Cavs are going to win. Well, I hope so. But, you know, I'm not here for hope.
I have a decent feeling about the Cavs. I just don't see them laying down and dying the way Miami did. And I've said this 100 times. Miami didn't do the Cavs any favors by the way those last couple of games went. And you know, were the Cavs really, really good? Yeah, they were really good, and maybe there was nothing Miami could have done because they were that far behind, and they were that, you know, just like that they weren't on the same level. And Milwaukee definitely helped out, I thought, Indiana, because the way they were able to come into the series and play as if they, you know, they meant it and everything else was going to be great. Now, the guys lost game two, and then what is their mental focus going into this game three? Dean Wade talked about that.
We came together as a team yesterday and even after the game. Things happen. You know, we're a vet team. We've been through some things. So everyone was in a great mindset, everything. So I think we moved past it very well. And what we got to do next game is come out and be, you know, extra focused, play for each other.
Extra focused. I don't know if that's enough to help them get the win. I think having those guys back on the floor would definitely help them, you know, be able to win this game tonight. I don't know. I go back to the depression after game two, and hopefully they can erase that tonight. And they were right there. They should have had game two. We all know it. There's also this question of, did they run out of gas at the end of game two? And I know a lot of people are talking about that.
I think there's no question. Andy, they played a great game in game two. They really did. And they played a lousy fourth quarter. You can still play a great game and play a lousy fourth quarter and win. They just didn't pull it off. Yeah,
I thought they
were going to win that game.
I thought they ran out of gas, but somebody else didn't. We'll tell you who that was next. 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092, and we roll on talking about that. We're also going to have the Browns. Rookies are in town. It's freshman orientation weekend in Berea. What's going on with the boys? We'll find out soon here as they hit the podium. We'll get to hear from at least one of them today. 216-474-0092.